With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we continue our study on dealing with the will of God. I began on yesterday looking at this subject, and I want you to notice what the Word of God said, and then we'll review and move on in our study of God's precious Word. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, I do not know any other way to interpret that verse of Scripture except just to say that that verse teaches that we are unwise if we do not understand the will of God for our lives. And yet, as I said on yesterday, the majority of the people will live their lives and die and never understand God's will. Now, you recognize you cannot undertake God's will until you understand God's will. And so what we're going to do by the help of the Holy Spirit is let the Word of God reveal to us the will of God. And by the way, that's what the Word of God is for. The Word of God is to manifest the will of God. And again, any impulse or impression that you have about the will of God that is not in alignment with the Word of God, then that is not the will of God. That's your own desires. But I point it out to you, the will of God is not something that is just for the super spiritual. It's not something that's just for preachers. Now, I pointed out to you that the will of God will never take you away from the Word of God or lead you contrary to the Word of God. And then I also pointed out to you that the will of God will never take you farther than the sufficiency of the grace of God. And again, I emphasize, the will of God is not some secret that God is hiding from you. God wants to manifest His will in the manner that you can understand it so that you might undertake it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, let me remind you what the Bible means when it speaks of the will of God. It simply means that God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for you and for your life. You're not an accident in the eyes of God. God gives you breath to breathe and the life that you live day after day for one reason, that you may find, function, and fulfill God's will for your life. I pointed out to you yesterday the thought of understanding the will of God. But also let me quote from 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. The Bible said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice that word, Y-O-U. That speaks to you. That speaks to me personally. There is a will of God in Christ Jesus for myself and for every person that hears my voice today. Our responsibility is first to understand that will, then second to undertake the will of God and let God use us in His will to His glory and for His honor. And may I ask you again today, do you understand the will of God for your life? Are you in the will of God? Is God pleased with the life that you are presently living day after day? We need to look at these things, friend. We need to understand these truths. Ask ourselves these questions, and then let God give us answers from the Word of God. I mentioned to you on yesterday that there is, first of all, what I'm calling the printed will of God. Or I use another word for further explanation. It is the public will of God. Let me explain those two terms. First of all, I say that it is the printed will of God because God printed it in the Bible. If it's in the Word of God, then it is the will of God. I am aware of the fact that we must rightly divide the word of truth. I am aware of the fact that not everything in the Bible was written to us, but it was written for us and for our admonition. So we rightly divide the word of truth as we're taught to do. And then what the Bible teaches when we rightly divide the word of truth is the will of God for our lives. It's the printed will of God. And then I use the term, it is the public will of God, to emphasize that it is for everyone. It's not just the will of God for a select few, but it is the will of God for every person. If the Bible teaches it, when the scripture is rightly divided, then that is the will of God for you. And you will never be in the will of God living contrary to the word of God. So we started looking at the printed will of God. What does this Bible have to say about the will of God, which is printed and it's public? It is for every individual. Let me say to you, first of all, this Bible teaches that it is the will of God that every sinner be saved. Now, friend, listen, I'm fixing to say a mouthful, but I'm speaking truth when I say it. You cannot find one sinner on planet Earth that God does not love and that Christ did not die for, and that there is no atonement for him in the sacrificial substitutional death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. The Bible is very plain in this area of its teaching. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, let me ask you a question. May I use a phrase that is being tossed about a lot now? What part of that do you not understand? When the Bible said that it will have all men to be saved, that includes everyone. It excludes no one. Christ Jesus died for all sinners. The Bible said again in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9. The Bible said that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Again, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Listen now. That he, by the grace of God, would taste death for every man. He tasted death for every sin of every sinner. Oh, hear me, dear friend. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 10, he is the Savior of all men, and especially those that believe. I'm saying to you that Christ Jesus does not will that any person die in their sins and go to hell, but he tasted death for every sinner. Notice what the Word of God said in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 6. The Bible said, for when we were yet without strength, then due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man would some even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, my friend, every human being born of Adam's race is born a sinner. And Christ Jesus came into this world, went to Calvary, and died for every sinner. We were all dead in trespasses and in sin. But Christ died for us all. There is no exclusion in that is taught in the Word of God. If you do not believe that Christ died for everybody, then you've been reading books instead of reading the book, and you've been reading the wrong books. This Bible teaches us that it is the will of God for every sinner to be saved. And again, I emphasize, how could you improve on John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How do you improve upon that? How do you improve upon the word whosoever? How do you exclude anyone when the Bible said whosoever will? I want to tell you, my friend, you talk about the elect and the select. I'll tell you who's going to heaven, the whosoever will. And I'll tell you who's going to hell, the whosoever won't. And my friend, God reveals to us our condition that we need a Savior. Then we have the responsibility as to what we do about that. But it is the will of God that every sinner be saved. Let me take just a moment and address the sinners, the unsaved that are listening to this broadcast right now at this moment. I want to tell you, dear sinner friend, it's not the will of God that you continue on living your life of sin and you die in your sins and go to hell. No, the will of God is that you realize you are a sinner, that you realize that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and that with repentance and faith you turn from your sin, turn to the Savior, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved by the grace of God right this very moment. You see, salvation is God's gift to you, a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner. Or you might say, but preacher, I do not deserve to be saved. May I say it humbly, none of us did. But you see, salvation is not for the deserving. If it was only for the deserving, then we would not have any need of grace and mercy. But my friend, it's God's unmerited favor to lost sinners that he sent his son into the world to die for them, that they could be saved by the marvelous grace of God. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, in verse number 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then verse number 13, the Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you listen to my voice right now, if you feel God's dealing with your heart, making you aware of the fact that you are a sinner, you're going to hell, you cannot save yourself, but manifesting to you through the word of God that God loves you, that Christ died for you. Friend, if you will humble yourself before God and cry out for mercy and salvation, ask the Lord to save you. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I do not care who you are, where you're at, or what sins you have committed. If you're a living, breathing sinner, and God's speaking to you right now through this broadcast, if you'll humble yourself before God and call on him for salvation, he'll save you by the grace of God. If he does, be sure and let us know it. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.